And this is a Bob Dylan song, poignant for our times. It's called Ring Them Bells.
From the city that dreams, ring them bells from the sanctuaries across the valleys and streams. For deep in the world on its side, and time is running backwards, and so is the bride. Ring them bells, St. Peter, where the four winds blow. Ring them bells with an iron hand so that people will know. For it's rush hour now on the wheel and the plow, and the sun is a-going down upon the sacred cow. Ring them bells, sweet Martha, for the poor man's son. Ring them bells so the world will know that our God is one. The shepherd is asleep where the willows weep, and the mountains are filled with lost sheep. Ring them bells for the blind and the deaf. Ring them bells for all of us who are left. Ring them bells for the chosen few. We'll judge the minute when the game is through. Ring them bells for the time that flies, for the child that cries when the innocence dies. Ring them bells, St. Catherine, from the top of the room. Ring them from the fortress for the lilies that bloom. For the lines are long and the fighting is strong, and they're breaking down the distance between right and wrong.
Thank you. Well, they sure are killing this country, I know that. My hometown is gone. I mean, it's just gone. There ain't been a new bridge or a new road or a school. Ain't the only thing they build is jailhouses. Farmer, he's lost all his corn. And now where's the money to pay off his loan? He lost all his corn, can't pay off his loan. He lost all his corn. Well, the poor old dirt farmer, he only grows stone. I thought about you the other night, Mr. Gill. I was watching the History Channel.
Oh, yeah.
They had the Battle of Iwo Jima on.
Oh, yeah. I sometimes wonder how I ever made it, you know?
Not a poor old dirt farmer, he's a left all alone.
I raised myself. I raised myself. I didn't know what my mama was. My daddy was drunk, drunk up all the time.
Well, a poor old dirt farmer, he can't grow no corn. He can't grow no corn, cause he ain't got a loan. He ain't got a loan. He can't grow no corn. He ain't got a
Everybody calls me Jack.
I know it, but my mom and dad would roll over if I started calling you Jack. You know, back then, Mr. Gill, if you didn't say sir and mister and stuff, you know, it was straight to the woodshed, you know.
There's a little
thumb. No one tells a bird to fly. They just jump and spread their wings. They fly south in the winter. Thank you.
when you get through whatever it is you've been up to. I'll still be he that drew you in. And if they should ever say all you love did was get in my way, I'll defend you, I'll pretend it's not that way. Though the memory of us was sweeter than we really were, wouldn't trade all those bitter memories for her. All I'm not, and gives you every little thing he's got. Strength and care, knows that you are a rare bird. One who can't be tamed, still it's all the men before me, they're the ones I blame. He can add my name to the long heavy chain around you. Though the memory of us was sweeter than we really were, trade all those better memories for her.
Inside, when you find find the one to stay by your side, to be loved by nobody else, loved. If I'm in need of help, loved. Fortunate or poor, loved. Stay
or a player that made you pay the cost, that now assumes relaxed positions and prostitutes your loss? Were you tortured by your own thirst in those pleasures that you seek, that made you Tom the Curious, that makes you James the Weak? And you claim you got something going, something you call unique. But I've seen your self-pity showing as the tears roll down your cheeks. Soon you know I'll leave ya, and I'll never look behind, 'cause I was born for the purpose that crucifies your mind. So convince your mirror, as you've always done before, giving substance to shadows, giving substance evermore. And you assume you got something to offer, secret shiny in you. But how much of you is repetition that you didn't whisper to him too?
Lydia Loveless wowed the world of alt-country music with her 2010 debut, and now, with her fourth album, 2016's Real, Loveless breaks through with a stunning collection of songs at once edgy and pure. I'm Doug Gertner. Join me on the Morning Sound Alternative, Monday, February 6th at 10:30 a.m., when Lydia Loveless is my guest to talk about her music in advance of her two-night concert run in Denver later that week. That's Lydia Loveless calling in on Monday, February 6th at 10:30 during the Morning Sound Alternative right here on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
All right, you are tuned into KGNU Boulder, Denver. We got, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM in the Boulder, Denver area, 98.7 in Fort Collins, which is a new handle, that's nice, and then 93.7 in Nederland. You can always check us out online at kgnu.org and afterfm.com. You can go back, find your shows, you can click down, find your DJs, and work it from there. My name is Cameron. You have been listening to Highway 322. It is 7:30, and we are halfway through our hour-long show, which is dedicated to Roots Americana music, which is a fairly wide swath of styles and people. So I hope everything fits in the profile here that I've done. Let's start out from the top. We started out with Sarah Jaros from the live from the Americana sessions, Ring Them Bells, nice little rendition of Bob Dylan tune. And then we had Wyatt Rice from his 1990 New Market Gap album. That was called Dave's Place, was that song. We had Levon Helm from his Dirt Farmer album. That was Dirt Farmer with some interludes from real dirt farmers or farmers who are struggling with the dirt. Then we had Tim O'Brien from an album he put out a few years ago called Chicken and Egg. And that was the last song, which I have a favor because it's so different from the rest of the album, called Space Between the Lines. Then we had Sierra Hull from her latest album, and that was Choices and Changes was that song. She's a very talented and tasty musician that's coming up in the ranks and worth every penny that you might pay to go see her. We followed that with Bahamas, who's a Canadian artist. He's actually been here in studio. Someday maybe I'll dig that studio session up. It's worth, actually, you can go in. If you go into afterfm.com, you can find all the different studio sessions that have been done, including Gillian Welch. One time when I came in here, Gillian Welch was with David Rawlings and John Paul Jones. Unfortunately, the radio was down that day, so that was a bit of a bummer. But it might be on there. Might be on the sessions. Excuse me. We followed that with an old local artist. He wasn't old when he made it, but his name was Kenny Knight, and that was from an album called Crossroads. Interesting story there. Michael Klosman, who's a musicologist, dug that one up and had it reproduced. And Kenny Wright quit playing music not long after that album, or quit playing music, you know, on the regular circuit. And he resurrected that album. Lovely little number. And then we followed that finally with Rodriguez with Crucify Your Mind from the Searching for Sugar Man soundtrack. Feel free to give me a call in the studio. 303-442-4242 is the number here. In the meantime, let's keep down the road of Highway 322, Roots Americana Music on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. This is Jerry Garcia from the Pizza Tapes, David Grisman, Tony Rice, Lewis Collins. Lewis Collins is the song. Jerry Garcia and David Grisman, Tony Rice are the musicians. And the Pizza Tapes, well, you know the story.
This column's weak, Miss Colin Moore. What made a son Lewis leave his home? Angels lead him away. Angels lead him away. Laid him 6 feet under the clay. Angels lead him away. In that new graveyard, angels lead him away. Angels lead him away. Laid him 6 feet under the clay. Angels lead him away. Shot him through and through. Angels lead him away. Angels lead him away. laying him 6 feet under the clay. Angels laid him away. They dressed in red. Angels laid him away.
Yes.
Angels laid him away. Laid him 6 feet under the clay.
Blinding brilliance.
some laughing, some shapeless forms. Sidewalk scenes and black limousines, some living, some standing alone.
The time has come for us to pause and think of living as it was. Into the future we must cross, and let it go with you. I'd like to go with you. You say I'm harder than a wall, a marble shaft about to fall. I love you dearer than them all, them all. I'd like to stay with you. I'd like to stay with you. Well, as we walked into the day, skies of blue had turned to gray. I might have not been clear to say, I never looked away. Well, I never looked away. Is rolling with the tide. I'd like to see it be an open ride, going along with you. Now going along with you. The time we borrowed from ourselves can't stay within a vault to dwell. When living turns into a lender's well, I'd like to be with you. I'd like to be with you. when breathing felt like something new, then new, going along with you. Hey, I'm going along with you. Thanks so much. Thanks a lot for coming.
All righty there, folks. We just got a few more minutes left in the rest of the show. Highway 322 here. My name is Cameron Henderson, filling in on this particular adventure down the highway. You're tuning to KGNO Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned to Jack Rummel. Ragtime America is coming up at 8 o'clock. And what else? You just heard Nikki Bloom and the Gramblers. And she was live there from the Americana Festival 2012. Before that, Yoram Kalkanen from his, I think it's called the Peace Fur Ranch, which is his own ranch that he's turned into a music venue. And he has wonderful musicians on there. If you ever YouTube that, it's worth watching all the different musicians that he gets up there. He's got great sound. And that was his legendary song, Genesis. Before that, Leo Kottke from The Best, which is a Capitol Records collection. He did a Little Birds cover, 8 Miles High. And then we started off the set with the Pizza Tapes with Jerry Garcia, David Grisman, and Tony Rice. That was Lewis Collins. Feel free to give a call in the studio if you're interested in hearing anything about the music, 303-442-4242. Otherwise, we'll see you down the road. I got a show coming up on the 22nd of February. Stay tuned to that. That's going to be fun. We've got a Billy Strings live in the studio. And that will be fun. If you haven't heard this kid, Billy Strings, he's a phenomenal guitar player. So that'll be February 22nd for me. That'll be my next show. And I look forward to it. If you're interested, just go to afterfm.com and you can find my name down there and you can listen to anything I put on or find out whatever show you're interested in. In the meantime, thanks for listening in. We'll see you down the road. This is I'm going to play Larry Rice again, Tony Rice, Chris Hillman, and Herb Peterson. They have a nice little outfit that they've been playing together for years called Rice, Rice, Hillman, and Peterson. And this is called So Begins the Task. Oh, man, that's Gillian Welch. We'll just stick with that.
By my
I dream in the morning that she brings me water. And I dream in the evening that she brings me wine. Just a poor man's daughter, Porto Penasco, Evangelina, old Mexico. There's a great hot desert south of Mexicali. And if you don't. Support comes from Tree Fort Music Fest in downtown Boise, Idaho. 5-day discovery passes are available until the first artist announcement. More at treefortmusicfest.com/discovery or by calling TMF888-2017.
Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight we're going to be listening to some of the music written by ragtimers who have birthdays in the month of January. We pay attention to some of the bigger names, David Thomas Roberts, Percy Wenrich, Trevor Tischner, Scott Kirby are those that we've done separate programs on. We've got a program coming up on Charlie Strait next week. But there's a whole list of them that are lesser known, and we're going to be spending time with those this evening. We'll take them chronologically. So we'll start with a birthday on January 1st. And that goes to Fred Heppner, who was born January 1st, 1934. Fred lives in Southern California, near the Los Angeles area. He's an incredible fan of ragtime. He's a student of music, has done research on some forms of folk music, as well as ragtime. And he writes some pretty decent rags. In fact, he's won prizes with some of his rags. So we're going to listen to three of those tonight. Fred doesn't record, but other people have discovered his rags and have recorded them. So first up is one from 1960, way, way back when, I think, when Fred first started going to music festivals. And it's called Sedalia, named after the Scott Joplin Ragtime Festival in Sedalia, Missouri. And it was cut into a piano roll, which is what we'll listen to this evening, a piano roll cut by Howard Weilmunster. Here is Sedalia by Fred Heppner.